It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you the wonderful treasures of God's Word, especially the treasure of His love for us. The Heavenly Father showed this treasure of love by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior, so that we might have everlasting life through His death and shed blood. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but
the amazing grace of God is seen in God's Word from the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter number 6. I want to read to you, starting with verse number 5, about the conditions where God first mentions grace. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him in His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse number 8 says, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We see that the world was in turmoil because of man's sin, and God said that he would judge man for his sin. But we see in verse number 8, in these worst of all conditions in the world, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. My friend, I don't know the circumstances that you are in right at this moment, and I don't know how horrible your life might be because of sin in your life. But I do know this, that you can find grace in the eyes of the Lord by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer and confessing that you're a sinner, repenting of your sins, and asking Jesus to save you. You can find grace as Noah did. That's why grace is so amazing, because it can come in the worst of conditions that we have made for ourselves to show us that God loves us and he wants to save us. My friend, if you would like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the telephone, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of God, this gift of everlasting life through the Lord Jesus Christ, I would count it an honor to help you see what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift. My number is 919-563-6753. Please call me. Let me share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift of salvation. And come be with us this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, but unless you're providentially hindered and can't be here until Wednesday night, please come be with us this morning in Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We also have a website if you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. That's all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebane. TabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation and what the Scripture says about it, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, not only will you find all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, you will also find a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. Let's listen to another song by the Victorious Valley Homes Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of the second song that they're going to sing for us is titled Under Grace.
Just try to measure east to west, or to the ocean's lowest depth, you'll find a rest.
grace of God is not only the grace that saves us, but the grace of God overshadows us. Listen to what Romans 6:14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." You see, before we were saved, we were under the penalty of the law. We were under the condemnation of the law. We had broken the law. And because we had broken God's commandments, there waited judgment for us. And the weight of that sin upon us would surely condemn us when it came time for the great white throne judgment. But when we ask Jesus to be our personal Savior, we are no longer under the weight of the condemnation of sin. We are no longer under the weight of the law, but we are under the canopy of grace. It is God's grace that is over us, God's grace that protects us. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Now, Paul does follow this statement with a question. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Notice his answer is strong. God forbid. Because we are under grace, we should not go back to the sinful ways of the world. Because we're under grace, we have been free from the penalty of sin and free from the power of sin so that we can live for God. Notice verse number 16 says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." We obey God when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That is our salvation. But we are to continue under grace to live for the Lord in obedience in His will. God's will given to us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only to birth us into the family of God, but also to take us down that narrow way away from sin and towards the righteousness of God. But what happens when we meet difficulties in our lives, as we will with the temptations that come? Listen to this last song by the Victorious Valley Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this last song that they're going to sing for us is titled, God Gives Grace.
Sometimes problems seem so big, they hide the light of day. Sometimes pain cuts so deep, I can't find the words to pray. Sometimes heartaches seem to be much more than I can stand. That's when grace seems to take me by. Can't make it all alone, for He knows what I can handle, and He never gives me more. When my strength comes to its end, can't go on. God gives grace. Grace will help you stand when problems seem so tall. And grace will pick you up every time you fall. He gives grace.
About this grace, the grace that God gives after salvation, the grace that God gives to those that are born into the family of God is seen in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, starting with verse number 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul said, Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Notice that Jesus said to Paul, My grace is sufficient, and then he says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings strengthening to us. His grace is sufficient because his grace brings the strength that we need. And as we trust in the grace of God, we can also have the strength that we need to live the Christian life. My friend, I don't know what you're going through, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, but I do know that the promise that he gave to Paul, he offers to all who have accepted him as personal Savior. My strength is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You may be saying right now, preacher, when I accepted Christ as Savior, I was a sinner and needed to be saved. But now that I am saved, I see much weakness in my life. But in your weakness, he can fulfill his strength in you. In Hebrews chapter 9, we continue what the writer of Hebrews had started several chapters before, how that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, and that Jesus also was the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek to offer that perfect sacrifice. Now, this was because there would be a new covenant that would be instituted by Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Notice verse number 10 of chapter number 8. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In this he saith a new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. When Jesus died on the cross, he bought for us through the death, burial, and resurrection of himself salvation that would be eternal. There would not need to be the Old Testament priests. There would not need to be the Old Testament temple. There would not need to be the Old Testament sacrifices, for this was a new covenant, a covenant made by Jesus with us to buy salvation. Here is chapter 9, starting with verse number 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary, and after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot, which had the manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. But when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience. The writer of Hebrews in these first few verses is talking about the Old Testament sacrifices and their inability to take away sins. The Old Testament sacrifices could only cover sins. The Old Testament priests were sinful men who had to offer sacrifices for themselves before they could offer sacrifices for others. The sacrifices themselves were not perfect, and even though there was the shedding of blood, this was not to be the eternal salvation that God promised. This would be a picture of what God was going to send when he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our behalf. Verse number 11 of chapter number 9 says, But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. That eternal redemption Jesus bought on the cross of Calvary, and his death, burial, and resurrection would guarantee salvation for all who would receive this salvation. It is the new covenant given in the New Testament. Now, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, are you living a life that's reflective of what Jesus did for you? That new covenant that he offered to you, that you received when you asked Jesus to save your soul? Are you staying close to his will and close to his heart in fellowship? James said, draw nigh to God. And that is what you need to do, especially if you've wandered away from his care for you. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, remember this new covenant that Jesus bought with his own blood, offered by himself as high priest, is offered to you so that you might have everlasting life. Will you come to him today, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to save you? You see, this is the only way of salvation. Jesus said it in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Come to the Lord today and find the perfect salvation given by the perfect high priest with the perfect sacrifice, the blood of Christ. And if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."